The expert student's version of instrument conversations should be pretty familiar by now. It's very similar to other versions that we've seen of this activity, but this time we have two instruments and the alternating is student initiated. So this is the most challenging for most kids. The setup is the same as in other versions, except that you don't need the adult there at the front anymore because they are not prompting. Player one plays for a short period of time, player two plays for a short period of time, but the difference is in how they alternate, because at some point player one has to indicate to player two that it's their turn to play. This should be determined ahead of time, what kind of prompts you're going to use. There are a few choices. You can use verbal prompts, such as a student can just say, your turn. You can use a physical prompt, such as pointing at the other student, and please be careful about mallets and sticks going in people's eyes or such things. If your students are sitting too close together, you don't want them to point and injure one another. And then the last possibility for prompting options is using nonverbal cues, such as making eye contact and noticing when the other player has stopped and is nonverbally indicating that it is your turn to play. Those are some options for prompting. You want to think about which ones are going to be easiest for your students and decide that ahead of time when your students are expert enough to play this expert version of instrument conversations.